Levitt.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies, 37 degrees here in Atlantic. That is our low for the past 24 hours. We look forward to be sunny today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Four people suffered what were described as minor injuries during a rollover accident earlier this morning on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to the Cass County Communications Center dispatches, a vehicle rolled into the median just east of mile marker 60 or the Highway 71 exit at around 3:27 a.m. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Anita Fire and Rescue, along with Medevac Ambulance, were called to the scene. All four persons in the vehicle were said to be conscious and breathing following the crash. Their injuries included cuts from flying glass and a possible broken ankle. A semi was also believed to have been involved in the accident, but no other details were available at this time. The Cass County Sheriff's deputies and Iowa State Patrol were still on the scene investigating just before 4 a.m., but early indications were that drugs or alcohol may have played a role in the crash. Dispatch reports indicated a gun was also found in the vehicle or on one of the subjects who were injured. Each of the subjects were taken to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Deputies in Montgomery County are investigating a residential burglary in Villisca. Officials say sometime between 3:30 p.m. on Sunday and 9 a.m. Monday, someone entered the bedroom of a home in the 100 block of West 5th Street in Villisca. Entry was gained through a screen window. Inside, the person or persons responsible for the theft took $260 in cash bills and a mason jar with an estimated $35 in change. Anyone with information about the crime is being asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-432-1001. After apologizing to his victim, her family, his wife and family, the Oneida Community School District, and the court, a Cass County man was sentenced Monday to a total of 4 years in prison on two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor by a school employee. But 4th Judicial District Judge Greg Stensland suspended 65-year-old William Glenn Folks' sentence and instead ordered the man be placed on supervised probation for a period of 2 years. Folks will reside at a residential correctional facility for at least 6 months, beginning when space becomes available at the facility. As part of his sentence, Folks will be placed on the state's sex offender registry for a period of 10 years. He must have no criminal law violations during his 2 years of supervised probation, successfully complete a sex offender treatment program of 4 to 6 months, and submit a DNA sample for profiling purposes. He'll also be required to make restitution to the victim, with whom he has allowed no contact for a period of 5 years, and be required to pay fines amounting up to $650 plus court costs and related fees. Folks, his voice choking up, told the court he apologized to his family for, quote, the embarrassment and pain his actions have caused. He apologized to the court for his inappropriate and illegal behavior and actions. And Folks said that I know that I've let a lot of people down. He hopes everyone will begin the process of healing. His attorney, F. Montgomery Brown, spoke with KJAN News after the decision.
I think it's a just resolution, and given Mr. Folks' history and lack of prior criminal record, his military service and history of the community, it's a fair sentence and sufficient to protect the public, and I think he's low risk to reoffend, and appears to be aberrant behavior on his part.
Folks, a former Oneida Community School District teacher, pled guilty to the charges on September the 4th in a voluntary plea agreement in exchange for a felony charge of sexual exploitation and 47 other aggravated misdemeanor charges of sexual exploitation being dropped. Folks admitted to kissing a juvenile female on numerous occasions while teaching the student in a math program from August 2009 until November 11th, 2010. He resigned from his teaching position in November of 2010. A judge in Pottawatomie County Friday sentenced a Council Bluffs man to more than 3.5 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that the sentence was handed down against 39-year-old Lawrence Anthony Cipolla from Chief United States District Court Judge James Gritzner. The judge sentenced Cipolla to 45 months in prison to be followed by 2 years of supervised release. He also ordered the man to pay $100 special assessment to the Crime Victim Fund. Cipolla remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending designation of the Federal Bureau of Prisons facility at which he will serve his sentence. On March the 28th of this year, Cipolla was charged in a two-count superseding indictment with being a felon in possession of a firearm and distribution of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. He entered his plea of guilty to the firearms charge on June the 28th. That charge arose from the July 21st, 2011 sale of a .44-caliber revolver by Cipolla to a confidential informant. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Lawrence Pesci, age 93, of Harlan, died Saturday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Lawrence Pesci will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irene D. Christensen, age 96, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Irene Christensen will be on Wednesday at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon beginning at 10:30 a.m. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Spillers, age 88, of Redfield, died Thursday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Spillers will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has arrangements. Alice Isabel Sparling Thompson Bassett, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Alice Bassett will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Hazel G. Christ, age 94, of Exira, died September 27th at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hazel Christ will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Loyal Goff, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Loyal Goff will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Naomi DeVos of Atlantic died Monday at the Allen House. Services for Naomi DeVos are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs, and in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.